Hey there, Patty Dominguez with episode 116 of the Positioning to Profit podcast with my very special guest, Monica LaPera Nassar. So I had to take some spaces in there because I blend her last name into some weird concoction and she would not be too happy. But she is the effortless parenting expert. And we talk about her journey in finding her brand voice. What do I mean by that? I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you're looking around and you're wondering, like, why is that person having success? Or why is she being so successful? Maybe if I do what she's doing, then I will have success too. So it leads to comparisonitis, maybe potential sabotage. It could lead to confusion. It could lead to self-doubt, all the things, when in fact, this is part of the process where you have to find your brand voice. You have to find that lane, that the claim, the lane, the mindshare that you want to capture. And so we have that discussion with Monica today. She's been in the entrepreneur space now for several years, and that was her struggle once upon a time, is finding that message that resonates with people on the receiving end and all the things she went to find her brand voice. So super excited to welcome her to this episode of the Positioning to Profit podcast. And as always, don't forget that if you are interested in connecting in a community fashion, you can head on over to prolificwe.com, which is the Facebook group, as well as if you're ready to jump in to a wonderful community of supporting mavens, prolificcafe.com. And lastly, let me ask you a question. I'm wondering, Q4, can you believe that the end of the year is almost here? Literally, I think we're like 74 days away or so, or something like that. Anyway, at any rate, where are you in your business? Because if you need some help or you're teeing it up for 22, take a look at prolificcafe.com. We've had really, really great successes with several of the members, many of the members, I should say, and it would be a joy to welcome you there. Check it out at prolificcafe.com and you'll get all the goods. All right. And with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. Welcome to the show, Monica LaPera Nassar. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's going to be good.
It is going to be really good. And we were just, of course, before you hit the go live button, we always have like side conversations and we get along really well. We actually have a lot of things in common, our alma mater and having been in Chicago, and we're both like super Latinas and the whole thing, you know. But what is so cool about you is that you are very transparent. I will give you that because I always say when people talk about their business, they only focus on the glory, not the story. And the story is what makes it fun and juicy. And of course, in the midst of wall kicking moments, you're like, yeah, I don't need to experience that. But that's the reality of it. So let me start out. Will you please introduce you to my audience and say what it is that you do, like kind of the elevator pitch?
Wow, Patty, putting me on the spot right away. Okay.
Right away.
Well, I am your effortless parenting expert. That is really something that I am stepping into, and it's very intentional for me to say this to begin with, and it'll make more sense once we dive into the story. But essentially, I combine and I infuse my integrative nutrition background with my love for neuroscience and habit formation, and I really empower moms to create strategies that help support her first in order for her to feel effortless when it comes to her parenting and her role as a mom. And so, I'm just really there to be her lifeline and to remind her to be an advocate for herself first. Oftentimes we overcomplicate that process of parenting. So,
but what's really cool is that this is something, the topic, the niche that you selected, the the premium prospect, as I call it, of who you want to serve has always been really near and dear to your heart, but you didn't really land there immediately. And I think this is a really important conversation to have, because there's a saying I say where it's like, you cannot wait for anyone to anoint you the expert, right? You have to do it for yourself. And part of that process that people have, they have this misconception that in order to be, oh, I'm a legit expert, you have to have like a certification or whatever kind of the accomplishments and the accolades, but it really isn't the case. Now, it's a fine balance, right? Because you don't want to be smoke and mirrors and empty promises and it be a shell game. Like you definitely want to be in integrity. But do you want to talk about kind of your journey of how you got to where you are? Like you took some twists and turns along the way.
That's putting it very nicely, Patty. I took a lot of nosedives, a lot of roller coaster. This whole journey in entrepreneurship, I think, is really just indicative of the journey of life, right? In really discovering and exploring things that work and don't work for you. So for those that may be, you know, in that moment of not sure and kind of, you know, it's messy action, I think that it's part of the process. It's part of the journey, and it helps you really define what it is that feels really good for you. And you only know that when you try things. And so I'll start off with something that you may or may not know this, but when I first started entrepreneurship, so I come from a similar background to you, Patty, as you know, with corporate sort of employee mindset, you know, doing things very intentionally through that lens of like corporate, you know, do all the things perfect, right? My brand had to be perfect. Everything had to be perfect. And one of the things that I remember saying that my target was like the anti-mom, if you can imagine this, like that was actually what I named her, because I had no connection with the mom market. It didn't resonate with me. So I actually did a lot in the beginning of my journey to avoid moms, if you can believe it. And now it's like 180, but it's only because I was intimidated by what I assumed the mom market was. And that was a lot of that had to do with, you know, just my education and my background and this making a lot of assumptions of that market. And so I think the first thing to recognize is like, when something triggers you, kind of dig deeper into that. So I know for me, the mom, I was kind of avoiding actually marketing to moms in the beginning. And then really just taking a deeper look as to why I was avoiding her. And I think that that's part of the reason why we're called to do the work that we do, is because there's healing to be done. There's a lot that you have to go through to uncover, like, well, why is it that I'm wanting to do X, Y, and Z, and digging deeper. And so I think for me, there was a lot of healing that had to do with going away from the mom market and into fully 1000% only working with moms. I mean, that's such a radical shift.
And what prompted you to say, no, I'm going to heal this part of it? Like, how did you know that you wanted to heal it?
Well, I know this can get a little deep here, but I think what I recognized is that when I started to do my own personal development in general, and when I started to understand that, you know, that saying that we both know about what is most personal is most general, I just felt like, what is it about this specific demographic that really triggers me? Yeah. And having to go back into my own journey in my childhood with my mom. And of course, motherhood in general brings up so much, like a huge mirror to the things that you probably stepped away or were avoiding. And so I think the journey of entrepreneurship and also raising children really kind of came to a head. Yeah. Right. There's these very dominant identities. And so I hit that point where it was like, okay, something has to change because it's not feeling good either way. So that's really what caused it. For me, it was hitting sort of what I call my bottom, where I just didn't understand why I felt so out of touch and out of place with being a mom. And, you know, having to work through that feeling and then recognizing that that's why I hit my bottom, was so that I could help other moms really not feel out of place and why it felt so disjointed. So I feel like my journey really led to the creation of where I am today, you know?
I literally just had an aha moment, because I remember for a really long time, because I've been doing this thing since 2013 in January. At first, because in corporate, I very much had a protective shield of like, can't show that you're feminine because that's weak. And so I really took on the identity of like, just really focusing on like being a tough ass, right? If I could explain it in that way. But what was really interesting is when I went into entrepreneurship, I've been challenged with finding more of the soft side and leaning more into it. And I was very resistant. And now I only work with women. And the irony was forever was like, no, you know, isn't that funny? I literally just had an epiphany. The thing that you have to heal is what guides you to do. And it's what becomes really fulfilling in the long run. Because I feel like that's what you're so passionate about. Okay, so what did you do instead of focusing on moms that kind of was like, oh, okay, I tried that, that didn't work. I tried that and that didn't work. And then how did you know that it didn't work, right? Was it a feeling or was it the results?
Well, the results are humbling. And if you are new to entrepreneurship, having been what I considered kind of, I was like a high achiever, was climbing that corporate ladder. I mean, I really took a mama sabbatical very unintentionally. The intention was only 1 year. I moved cities at the time of my firstborn. So I had other ideas. Like I had every intention to go back to work and continue that climb. So that in and of itself was a change. But yes, results were humbling, right? If you're used to achieving and having someone pat you on the back and have that external validation of whether that is a job title, a salary, back in the day when you used to go to an office, whether you had a corner office or you had windows in your office, like there were all these like external cues for that you were doing a good job, right? And so when you enter entrepreneurship, it's like crickets, right? In the beginning, no one knows you, no one knows your brand, no one knows what you stand for, and you're having to do that work. So it is super, super humbling to not only not get the results, even though, mind you, I have sort of the, you know, I know everything. I have a marketing degree. I used to do brand strategy. Like this was my jam. Why is it not working for me? So, you know, having to confront the ego so head on in a way that was foreign to me after being patted on the back my whole entire career. And we're both from Chicago and we know it's like, it's a hustler kind of mentality in the agency world. And, you know, you're just trying to really carve your place. The entrepreneurship landscape is so, so different, you know? And so I think for me, yes, lack of results, but more importantly, I started doing things because I thought that's what people wanted me to do. And I see this so often, you know, where we try to follow or emulate someone else because you think everybody else is supposed to do that. It's very similar to the motherhood journey too, where you kind of look into other mama circles for like validation or, oh, am I doing it right? Because if you have no experience in the landscape, like me, I didn't even know how to change a diaper. Like I had no domestic background
training,
nothing. Right. I didn't know how to use a knife. Like I didn't know how to cook, nothing. So it was really radical to see, okay, not only am I not seeing traction, I'm not hitting the mark, but I'm not hitting the mark because I'm not authentic. I wasn't authentic to my story. And so the moment that I started to really be transparent, as you said, so it was really meaningful that you started this conversation saying that I've been transparent because that's something that I've worked really, really hard on. I guess I didn't work hard on it. I let go. I surrendered.
Yes.
I allowed people in. And that I think is what has been the pivoting reframe and moment where I started to see my business be more of an extension of my
of
evolution.
You. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, so can you kind of go back and give some examples? And obviously you don't have to name names or whatever, but things that you felt in the online marketing space that you had to emulate and that like kind of felt off, or you're like, why isn't this working? And it could be really defeating. And I see that a whole lot that people think, oh, if I just do this, then that's not the silver bullet, sis. Like that's not the way it works. But could you give some examples? Because I think it happens to a lot more people than people confess. All right. We are about halfway through the show and I wanted to stop by with a quick share, exciting share that I have. Have you ever heard of Prolific Cafe? It is my women-only business membership. But it's more than a membership. It's more than the content. It's more than the coaching. It actually has one of the best communities out in the marketplace. And the reason why I say that is because we have built a beautiful community of mavens. That's what we call each other. And we really celebrate successes. We help move each other forward. And the support system is actually incredible. And the reason why that's important is because being an entrepreneur can be a really lonely game. And as much as it's important to have the right type of coaching, of course, having the right courses, of course, it's community. That's the difference maker. And there's nothing like having a support system that's right behind you through the journey. So right now I'm offering a trial of Prolific Cafe. It is by application only. So if you're interested, head on over to prolificcafe.com where we can have a conversation. I can share more about what Prolific Cafe offers and really to see if it's a good fit. So with that, head on over to prolificcafe.com for this exclusive offer, prolificcafe.com. All right, now back to the show.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah, I won't name names, but I will say that it's easy to go down the comparison route. And because if you're a beginning entrepreneur, you leverage a lot of what's free and what's available to you, which is social. So what do you start to do? You start to look at the industry experts, you know, and you start to see what they do and try to get what you can from what they're doing online and trying to emulate or copy it or, you know, to say like, well, this, if they're doing it, it must mean that that's what I need to be doing. And so showing up in a way that didn't feel true to me. I felt like I had to put this face on. This also comes from corporate too. Like if you're used to presenting and pitching and doing all that stuff, you kind of have to put on a show. You know, you're earning business or you're, you know, representing your client. So I had already a lot of that indoctrination of being picture perfect, of being like, you know, the image was really, really important. And that wasn't really true to what I was trying to represent, which was really trying to create holistic healing, right? In the beginning of my journey, I focused a lot on health because I had certification for health and I was like, oh, I could be a wellness coach for women. And I kept it really generic in the beginning. Then I transitioned to moms and then further on. But I think I was just looking at other wellness coaches. What are they doing? What are they talking about? Let me just do that. Instead of being true about, well, what makes it so hard to be healthy while being a mom? Like I didn't dig deeper. I was just being more surface and trying to be more, from a vanity standpoint. There's a lot of vanity that takes place, I think, in the beginning because you are your brand, right? And so you try to really create that facade.
That's so fascinating. Yeah. It's like, it's always in the internal that we get the answers and we don't trust ourselves enough. So with that said, when it comes to your brand, what do you think is it that makes you super different than the other people out there doing what they're doing in your space?
Well, interesting, since right now we're kind of going through a new repositioning with the work that I do. But I think what makes me different in what I've been really, really shy to lead with, and now I'm unapologetic about it, is that I'm really interested in improving the next generation, right? Ages 0 to 7 for children are such a critical component. Yeah. And I understand very specifically now how our biology can really inform like next generation and on. So I want to empower moms to be able to really reverse the trend. That's really like my Miss America, Miss Universe kind of speech, but it really is like why I do what I do. I am literally doing it for that child so that they don't have to go back into their child, you know, and heal all wounds. The only way that we can improve further generations is through the parent and through the mom specifically. So that's really what drives me. And now more than ever, I'm unapologetic about really cheering her on and giving her every resource and tool available to her so that she can just literally lead by example for the next generation. And that's all that it is. It's really just improving the human experience.
Yeah, I love that. And so with that said, what does the future hold? Like, what do you have in mind in terms of developing your new brand as you're repositioning? How will you know when you're on the right track and it's like you're well on your way to say, this is exactly where I belong?
I mean, I think that even just arriving at Effortless Parenting for me was a big, huge declaration. And Patty, like, I mean, I'm so appreciative that you have really helped kind of bring, you know, you kept pushing me like, well, so what, so what, so what, you know? And I think that's important. I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, you may shy away from the harder questions, but as soon as you feel that resistance, which I felt lots of resistance, I just kept pushing through that and being like, well, what is it that I'm trying to do, right? And so really focusing on the transformation that you want to give to that your ideal client or to the target, to the market that you're serving. And so in essence, for me, I know I will have made it when I don't, like, I don't hear this the mom culture of like survival mode or like 9 o'clock or like, you know, there's just this undertone of motherhood being so difficult,
yes,
and so hard, yeah, and like wearing it as a badge of honor. Like if we can just eliminate all these like mama myths, I would be ecstatic, because I believe that motherhood is the catalyst, the accelerator for you living your best life. It is the most transparent process possible. You are held accountable because your children are your mirrors. You can't run away from your lack of inconsistency when it comes to doing the work. And so I think for me, if I can help people reframe parenting as being like the best thing ever in terms of personal fulfillment and joy, yeah, that's it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it's, yeah, just so much more fluid. And I always like, here's the way that I think about it. It's like, for those of you who are listening, you're like, okay, well, what is it that like, I don't feel that level of like, okay, I nailed it. And that's a really important thing, because it all goes down to, it all comes back to the importance of like the mind share that you're capturing, right? Like, you're building the brand equity so that if somebody says, how do you make parenting easy? Call Monica, right? Like, she's known for effortless parenting. Like, the one or two words that you can own in someone's head without overcomplicating the message and certainly not being a copycat and then all of these other things, but it's like, that's the game. It's like, in its root, in its very fundamental way, what mindshare are you capturing? And it's like, when you have that level, it's like, oh my God. It's like, that's why if you think about hustle hard, who do you think about?
That one guy that yells a lot.
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk, right? That's so funny, right? But, and then if you hear the word vulnerability, who do you think about?
Brené Brown. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She talks about vulnerability, and that's what she's known for. And so that's the deal. It's like, these people, like, they capture this mind share very specifically. Like, I clearly don't follow Brené Brown because I couldn't say her name, but like, she's in my head. Like, that's her. She's the one to be known for. And like, that is the highest compliment that you can say, like, oh my God, I'm known as the effortless parenting expert. And so now you don't have to worry about people not believing you somehow because you didn't have that certification or what have you, because I know that that was an obstacle for you. So do you want to talk about that and like what kind of changed that for you where it's no longer an issue?
Honestly, a very good, simple question, basic question that makes me feel like a super blonde moment, which was during one of our calls, someone said, aren't you a parent? Don't you have 2 children under 7 years old? Doesn't that make you an like, doesn't that make you an expert? And so I feel like a lot of us overcomplicate,
yes,
you know, this concept of expert or who am I to say something? When if you're just living your truth, if you are living your process or whatever solution you're offering, why is that not good enough? Right. And so I feel like for me, it was finally just accepting that I have a huge self-love journey that comes along with this process too. And I think it was just finally accepting myself fully, and having that like reverence for who I am and that I am enough and that what I have to say matters. And so, really just having that realization. So just knowing like, oh yeah, why would I need, there's a lot of parenting people out there who aren't even parents. Why are they,
I know,
you know, so why did I feel like I needed someone to give me a piece of paper to validate the fact that I know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
I'm raising little humans. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why you can't wait for anyone to anoint you the expert. I saw the other day that there's this guy who is like a woman expert. I'm like, what the hell does he know about being a woman? But he has a huge following and it lit shut me up. I'm like, well, clearly he must be providing people some results because this is what he's doing. And it's like, that's the thing. You're going to find your 1,000 raving fans, just tell them you're the expert. And so it is, you know what I mean? It's just so fascinating. All right. So let's go ahead and transition to my fast five random questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Number one, mm-hmm. what is your idea of perfect happiness?
I feel like this is a trick question because there's no such thing. But
perfect happiness.
This is from a recovering perfectionist. That's why I'm like, okay. I'm embracing imperfection. Actually, so perfect happiness for me is like not being critical of myself, honestly, like not having, like fully just embracing every, you know, imperfection in my life and rolling with it and not really making it mean anything. So really detaching from the process, but rather just enjoying the journey. So just being in the moment.
Oh, present. Good.
Yeah.
What is your greatest fear?
Again, I feel like a trick question, but I will answer this. My greatest fear. I don't know. I mean, I guess before I would say being alone was my greatest fear, but now I love being by myself.
I was going to say, I don't see that in you.
I know. I guess now it's okay. Heights is a new thing for me. I used to be really daredevil. So I'll go that route. And ever since motherhood, like,
and now you're not.
Hey, I get car sick. No, I don't know what happened to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
I get car sick now. I know. And I'm going on a road trip for 40. Anyway, neither here nor there. And I used to be like a roller coaster fanatic. And now I'm like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to do that. So maybe embracing a little bit more of that. So I do want to skydive one day.
Yeah, the daredevil side of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. What trait do you most love about yourself?
I'm funny and I don't, I don't know if I actually own that a lot, but I crack myself up all the time.
Well, as long as you crack yourself up. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, yes, I'm always trying to find the humor. Even if I'm the only one laughing, I'm okay with it. Yeah. Cool. So my bad humor. Yeah.
Your bad humor. Okay. Yeah. What is your greatest extravagance?
I really love like aesthetics. Like, I get a lot of facials and mm-hmm. I'm really like into skincare. So that's where I spend a lot of my effort. It's part of my self love routine anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I do microcurrent facials for those that don't know. It's like a really great anti-aging, non-Botox, non-toxic.
Oh, I love that.
Of doing that. Yeah. So it's a whole thing. It's like a 90-minute session. I've been doing those every week. Yes.
Every week.
Oh yeah. And I do them every week for like a certain period of time. So within like, you know, every quarter or so I'll do like a session, you know, like a series, and then I'll kind of take a break and then come back to it.
My God. So is this at a salon?
Yeah. And I'm going to miss her because I'm moving. Oh, wow. So we do microcurrent and it's really fascinating. If you don't know what it is, Google it. It's a very awesome way to just soften yeah. lines. Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so what would you consider your greatest achievement so far?
My babies. And I don't say that in like, they're my greatest teachers. And it's due to them that I'm on this journey of being aware, of being awakened, and more importantly, being less self-involved and more about creating expansion for others. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. And they are so cute. They're just like models. I'm like, oh my God, you're little Gap babies. That's, I literally look at them. I'm like, these babies should be in Gap commercials. They're so perfect. Okay, Monica, how do people get in touch with you? Or what's the best way that you want people to engage with you to find out more about your effortless parenting?
Well, two ways. One, I have a podcast that I'm long overdue, but I'm so glad it was perfect timing because I would have had a different direction. Yep. So Effortless Parenting on all the podcast platforms. And then of course, IG, because that's where I live. Love Instagram. Jam. And I'm always really active in stories. That's a really great way to just get behind the scenes, real time information from me. And so I encourage you to DM me inside of Instagram. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And all the links that are relevant, ways to get in touch with Monica, will be in the show notes. Monica, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you and everything you're doing for all those mamas that are just waiting to make their parenting effortless.
Thank you, Patty. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.